This is HPR episode 1977 entitled, What's in My Bag, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by M1RR0R5H4D35, and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, EDC/gear I carry/use.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, Mirror Shades here again. I want to apologize for the sort of rough quality the previous episode was. I actually don't have much in the way of recording equipment, and that last episode was actually recorded on a very old Sony tape recorder that actually bit the dust. So I did manage to scrounge up this microphone. I don't know how well it's going to do. So we're gonna find out. Hopefully you can, between the janky microphone and my terrible hillbilly accent, you can understand most of what I'm saying. So today just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the gear that I use. I work for the local school system here in the IT department, and when it comes to like backpacks and bags and stuff, I have quite a few, I've probably got three, maybe four. I'm just about as bad as my wife is with purses. I have an old beat up Targus backpack that I bought probably 6 or 7 years ago. I have a mini Alice pack. If you just jump on Amazon and type in mini Alice pack, you're sure to see what one looks like if you've never seen one before. It's an older style military backpack. Mine's black as opposed to, you know, the olive or the camouflage or something. I also have a engineer's field bag, which is again it's a type of military bag. I did replace the strap on that bag because the one it comes with is kind of not good. But it's a great bag. Let's see what else. I also have a 3V Velox 2, which is what I'm generally carrying right now. Some of the stuff that I carry with me on a daily basis. I have a multi-tool. You just can't go wrong with a multi-tool if you work in IT or if you're some kind of technician or engineer and you have to go out on site a lot to work on different things. I do have a tool bag. It's like it's like a tool bag that has several screwdrivers and stuff. But the multi-tool is by far my go-to tool. I just about don't leave the house without it. Mine is a SOG. Mine's the EOD model. I know Leathermans are very, very popular, but I really, really, really love my SOG. I wouldn't trade it for anything, I don't think. It's a little heavy, but it's very nice. It's never let me down. Some of the stuff that I carry in my backpack, I live in Kentucky, and allergies are a thing here, a really big thing. Even if you don't have allergies, if you live here long enough, you will. So I usually keep some ibuprofen and some kind of sinus, like decongestant or something with me. Ibuprofen too, is good for inflammation. Like I said in my last episode, I'm 38. I've got my right knee's kind of a bum knee. Sometimes my lower back gives me issues. So, just having that on hand's a good idea. Excuse me. Let's see. I usually keep, I've got one of those, it's a little pocket riff. It's a little book. You can go on Amazon and look it up, the pocket riff. It's like an $8 book, but it's got all kinds of information in it. It's not something I pull out very often, but I like knowing that I have it, because you know, some of my coworkers think it's silly to carry it around, because, you know, I've got a smartphone, you can just Google whatever you need to know. But what if you can't? What if you're just happen to be in an area where, you know, at that particular moment in time, you don't have any sort of internet access? You know, it's kind of nice to know that you have access to some reference material that doesn't require an internet connection or a charged battery or anything like that. I also have, it's one of those Stanley, it's like a, it looks like an ink pen, but it's actually a screwdriver. There's 100 different ones of these things out there. They don't cost very much. You can get them on Amazon or whatever. I try to keep a few pens with me. Never a pen around when you need one, and a couple little small notebooks. And also a Sharpie. There never seems to be a Sharpie around when you need one. Sometimes when a hard drive goes bad and needs to be replaced, what we do is I have to bring that bad drive back, and we'll label it as bad. We'll just write it with a Sharpie, you know, bad across the top of it, because if you don't, you might set it down, forget you set it down, and somebody will pick it up thinking it's a good drive, and it won't be. So just to eliminate confusion, we label them before we send them off to be destroyed. But there never seems to be a Sharpie around when you're in a classroom. When I need a Sharpie, all I can ever find are dry erase markers, which, believe me, they don't help you at all. I don't know if you ever tried to use a dry erase marker to write on top of a hard drive, but it's definitely not what you need. Let's see. I also usually keep, I'm actually a smoker. I do have cigarettes and a Zippo lighter. I have quite a few old flash drives and SD cards that I keep in one of the smaller pockets on my backpack. They're various sizes and brands, just most of them are old. I don't think I've got one that's over 8 gigs. That's pretty bad, but it's the truth. And because I work in a school system, I tend to keep hand sanitizer with me, because you have to a lot of times use the keyboards that are there, and you just don't know, you know, there's hundreds of kids a day who are handling the keyboards and the mice, and you don't know what germs are on there. So keeping hand sanitizer with you is just a good idea, because you just don't want to catch anything. I usually keep some extra AA batteries with me. And I have a wireless mouse I keep. I've got my laptop, which right now I'm carrying. It's a Dell E6500, Dell Latitude E6500. Which isn't a bad laptop. It's an older laptop. It's 7 or 8 years old now. I bought this one used. When I first started working here, I was issued a laptop. But I wound up returning it because a lot of stuff, it's state-owned equipment, so the state mandates a lot of stuff, like you can only run Windows 7 on it, you have to have McAfee antivirus on it, and I just prefer to have a Linux machine with me to actually get things done with. So I bought this one pretty cheap. I got it used. It wasn't too bad. It's a little scuffed up, but it's okay. Let's see. I have my smartphone that I carry with me. It's a Nexus 6. I have an old first gen iPad that I also sometimes carry with me, because I usually keep a few ebooks on there, just in case. Sometimes I'm out. I don't Usually it's for lunch. When I stop for lunch, I like to try to get in a couple of pages of reading or something, or whatever book I happen to be reading at the time. And let's see, I'm trying to think. This sounds silly, but I also carry with me an extra just thing of deodorant, because working in a school system, you never know, especially with Kentucky weather, because it might be 20 today and 70 tomorrow. And the rooms, the HVAC, I don't know if there's just the way it's run, but you might walk into one room and it'll feel like a freezer, and the next room will feel like an oven. There's a lot of walking involved up and down stairs. You know, you're going to, by lunchtime, you're going to be pretty sweaty. I usually keep an extra thing of deodorant just so I don't stink all the time. And I also usually carry with me a thermos. It's kind of funny. That purchase started out as I wanted a really nice travel mug. And most of the nicer ones, I had some cheaper ones, but I was just tired of the cheap ones. And so I wanted something that was a little bit nicer. And the only one I could find that was like fairly high capacity, it was like a 24-ounce travel mug, and it was like $25 or something. I was like, no, that's not going to happen. And I noticed that you can buy a 40-ounce thermos for this almost the same price. So I wound up buying a 40-ounce thermos, and I'm definitely a coffee drinker. I drink a lot of coffee. Probably shouldn't, but I do. And I usually, that's with me almost every day too. It's kind of like the SOG. I usually don't leave the house without it. Also, that thermos, I gotta say, it really works. I've owned some thermoses in the past, and they've not been very impressive. It's a thermos, branded thermos, and I can make a pot of coffee in the morning about 7:30 and come home, and 11:30 at night I can pour coffee out of that thing and it's steaming hot still. I don't know what magic juju they're doing to the thermoses nowadays, but they really, really work. Also, I tend to, especially in the winter, it goes without saying, you know, you want to dress in layers, but I usually wear a hoodie. I don't know, I think they probably look down on that, but I do anyway, because it's a warm layer that you can take off pretty easy. So if you're in one of those rooms that's like an oven, you know, you don't have to swelter to death. And I actually, one last thing, I don't always take it with me, but I do have a one of those spare batteries. It's one of those, you know, you plug it in, it's got like two USB ports on there, and you can charge your phone or whatever. It just depends on, it's the kind of thing I really wish I could take with me all the time. It's a little bulky. Most of the time, my phone gets me through the day without any issues. It usually has plenty of battery left when I get home, but I don't know, just one of those things. What if I go somewhere immediately after work, which almost never happens, but you never know. It's nice to be able to just charge your phone without having to worry about, you know, finding an outlet or something. And that's about it. That's usually what I carry with me. Some days I might throw a magazine too in there or something. It just depends. But that's mostly what I carry with me on a daily basis. I think that's it for me now. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I didn't bore you. And until next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.